everyone. I'm George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel. This is about why sanctions on the Islamic Republic of Iran ought to be lifted, should never have been imposed over its civilian nuclear program. Now, Iran did have a nuclear weapons program back in the 1970s under the Shah of Iran, who was an ally of the United States, and indeed Jimmy Carter invited him to the White House and heaped him with laud. This was the same Jimmy Carter who was always banging on about human rights. And the Shah, Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, had a bad human rights record. But some freedom in the personal sphere, wear what you want, eat what you want, drink what you want. Religious minorities not persecuted, women had equality and all the rest of it. And then the Islamic Revolution in 1979 became even worse. And that's when relations between Iran, most of the Western world, went really sour, partly because the Iranians took dozens of American diplomats hostage and held them for 444 days. But then there was talk of Iran reviving some military nuclear program in the late 1980s. This thing about Iranian nuclear weapons, I've been hearing this for 35 years. It's like a doomsday cult that the Israelis and Americans are always banging on about. Iran's about to get nuclear weapons, and it never, ever happens. According to Netanyahu, it was 5 minutes to midnight 20 years ago. So they're lying and lying and lying. And who's telling us this? The US government, the Trump administration, an extremely dishonest government, the man who told over 20,000 lies on the record in his first term. Who would be stupid enough to believe a convicted criminal like Donald Trump, a man found by a court to have sexually abused a woman? And the Israeli government, which lied and lied and lied about its nuclear weapons program, Shimon Peres, then foreign minister back in the 80s, later president of Israel, who said that Israel would not introduce nuclear weapons to the region of the Middle East when he knew his country already had introduced nuclear weapons to the Middle East about a decade earlier. And Israel still doesn't tell the truth about its nuclear weapon status. Iran does. Iran says we don't have any nuclear weapons, and they don't. Another thing is they've signed the Non-Proliferation Treaty, agreeing not to try and obtain nuclear weapons or indeed to help other countries do so. Israel has not signed the Non-Proliferation Treaty. Iran has been subject to exhaustive United Nations inspections to see. So it's developing new civilian nuclear energy. They're allowed to. Every country in the world has the right to civilian nuclear energy. Iran is developing that so they can export as much of their oil and gas as possible, and they can rely on civilian nuclear energy and so on. So, you know, Israel is illegally occupying some of Lebanon, Syria, Palestine. Iran isn't illegally occupying any other country. Now, it's true, they've backed the Houthi rebels in Syria. Now, the Saudi Arabians, Emiratis and so forth, they support the opposite side, in Syria, in Yemen. And the Saudi Arabians and Emiratis actually fought in Yemen. I mean, they claim that's a legitimate government. As true, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps fought in Syria, helped propped up that horrific Assad regime. But that's not the reason for the sanctions. It was specifically over the allegation they're trying to produce military grade uranium for nuclear bombs, nuclear missiles, and so forth. Anyway, and so there was that deal, the Iran deal, what was the comprehensive joint plan of action that Barack Obama, his administration, signed with the Iranian government shortly before he left office, and various other countries, European Union countries, the United Kingdom, then part of the UK was still part of this, Russia, all trying to inveigle Iran to subject itself to very stringent inspections and so on. And the United States repeatedly signed off on this, acknowledging the Iranians were abiding by the deal with scrupulosity. Trump himself twice certified that, yes, Iran is honoring its commitments. And then even he didn't claim they were failing to honor their commitments, and he shredded it. So the Iranians, they have enriched more uranium because they're entitled to. If the US is not going to keep up its end of the bargain, why should Iran? This makes it difficult for Iran to purchase items, various things they need for civilian aircraft, difficult to trade, access to the world financial markets, and so on. Now, they are still selling oil and gas to other countries, to China, to India, to Iran, and so on. They have cordial relations with Iraq, and that's one of the best things to come out of the liberation of Iraq in 2003. No more war between them. They had good relations with the previous Assad regime in Syria. relations with Turkey are pretty good, amicable relations with Armenia. And so they will just ask a neighboring country to purchase a sanctioned item and sell it on to Iran for a small markup. So, you know, they've had sanctions of various kinds on and off for like about 45 years. And yes, it has degraded the regime, enfeebled it and so on. And I hold no brief for the Iranian regime, which is a truly brutal regime, which has had, well, practiced the judicial murder of thousands of people, women even beaten to death for not wearing a headscarf. I have absolutely no time for that. The death penalty for homosexuality and so forth. But they are still entitled to sell their oil and gas. And sanctions haven't brought down the regime after 45 years. They're not going to. You know, North Korea under severe sanctions for decades, and the regime seems to be rock solid. You say, look about apartheid, and all right, gay sanctions had a role, but there were many other reasons why apartheid was dissolved. So the sanctions should be ended now, okay? And there'd be great prosperity. Would it strengthen the regime? Possibly. Like in 2023, the UK government thought there's a 50% chance of revolution in Iran that year. I mean, this year, 2025, it's much lower. It's maybe a 10% chance and so on. So the elite, they still get their money. Their children are still educated abroad. I've taught some of them in London and so on. So patently, it's not working. That would mean a detente in the Middle East. It would mean a lot more oil and gas on the world market. It might decouple for them from Russia. There could be some conditions, but you have to stop selling your Shahed drones to Russia or things like that. So Trump might do this. But, you know, he's the one who tried and failed to make a deal with Kim Jong-un. I think he was right not to. But Iran is not the cruelest regime in the world. Iranians, if they don't like the country, they're allowed to leave and so on, which they're not allowed to in North Korea. You know, they can practice private trade and so forth. There's sort of limited debate within very narrow parameters. There was really none in the so-called People's Democratic Republic of Korea. So the world oil and gas price would come down. That would boost the world economy. It would undercut the Russian war economy because they're so reliant on exports of oil and gas. At least 30% of their economy comes from that. They'd find it harder to fund their illegal war of unprovoked aggression against Ukraine. So that would also be good news. Now, of course, Israel wouldn't like this, but tough. You know, the state of Israel should not be able to dictate U.S. foreign policy. And the Republican Party in the United States, you cannot be too Zionist. They never get in trouble for being ultra-Zionist, no matter how viciously racist they are towards Palestinians, no matter what atrocity Israel commits against, no matter what number of Palestinian civilians, is always the right thing to do, is always self-defense. The mass murder of civilians is considered self-defense by the U.S. Republican Party, so long as it's committed by Israel. The kidnapping of tens of thousands of people, including children, the industrial scale use of torture, the semi-starvation of prisoners and so forth, the desecration of places of worship and graveyards and so forth, the destruction of cultural artifacts, all that is entirely permissible so long as it's done by Israel. The expulsion of people from their homeland, the denial of every human right is entirely good, so we're told, so long as the Israelis do it. Wow, it really is sickening. Anyway, obviously, I bear no ill will towards Israel. Fine, Israel has a right to exist. So does Palestine. Nobody should be mistreated for his or her race, religion, ethnicity, nationality. That ought to go without saying. That applies to Jews and Muslims, to Palestinians. You know, Jews, whether you define them by faith or by ethnicity or both or whatever. Israeli citizens of any ethnicity, of any religion, likewise, shouldn't be mistreated. You know, that should be obvious. So goodness, lift sanctions on Iran now. And then they might get rid of some of their enriched uranium because they were allowed to enrich it if the US is going to break the deal. Well, then Iran is absolved of that deal. They can no longer be held to the terms of the deal when the United States has announced the rescission of its half of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. But I think that Trump will get cold feet out of it. I mean, he's a bit afraid of Netanyahu and he'll back out. Thinking he'll be seen as a wimp. I mean, he's tried and failed to get a deal with Russia. Putin has played him for the fool he is. Even Trump is realizing he looks stupid and weak on this one, which is might finally get a little bit tough on Russia, but maybe thinks he has a deal that he could ink with Iran. Is it a Nixon going to China moment? President Richard Milhouse Nixon in the US, 1969 to when was it, 74. And he said he was a right-wing Republican, a cold warrior, a fervent anti-communist. He visited the People's Republic of China in the early 1970s, which was a real démarche, eventually recognized Beijing as the rightful governor of the whole of China, which really would have been anathema, because he had a reputation for being such a robust anti-communist. Nobody could accuse him of weakness on this one. So Trump, because he's so ultra-aggressive, because he's so anti-Muslim, you say, well, nobody can call me weak if I strike a deal with Iran, right? And would the Iranians then agree that they would never interfere in Syria or Yemen? Because it's not about that. I mean, Trump, he shredded the deal over their supposed aggressive actions. Maybe that was true, but that wasn't the deal. That wasn't the reason for the sanctions in the first instance. It was to do with Iran's nuclear program. Right. The thing is, there is a way of turning civilian nuclear energy then into military grade, weapons grade uranium, enriching it. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecalhoun79@gmail.com. Goodbye.